This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We got a lot to talk about, but first, I want to congratulate you guys for helping create National Blood Donation Day. Today is National Blood Donation Week, day, pardon, National Blood Donation Week. Hope you're wearing red. I'm wearing red. If it wasn't for you guys listening and supporting us on GCN Network and KDWN and, you know, all the, affiliates you guys listen to, we wouldn't have been able to create a national day to raise awareness for blood and to help our local blood banks. And this is really, really cool. Plus, you guys reaching out to your governors helped us get almost all the governors in the United States to proclaim blood donation days, weeks, or months. So this is really, really cool. And, I talk about this a lot, and I do, you know, have political leanings, as you guys know. I mean, I've made songs about how much Obamacare sucks. And I am more right-leaning, I guess, when it comes to fiscal and when it comes to, you know, keeping government out of our lives. And I'm more social-leaning and moderate-leaning when it comes to a lot of social, issues like gay rights and, the environment, and although I really don't see how that's not also a right issue. I think a lot of people on the right, you know, agree with gay rights and environment and things like that. So I'm an independent that, you know, can't stand Obamacare. That's my political leading. But I get very, very frustrated when I watch these Kavanaugh hearings or I watch how the media, you know, crucifies Trump. And I even said this during the Obama administration. You know, the president is a president. And, you know, we could sit there and disrespect them as the day is long. That hurts us as a country. You know, our kids and our grandkids watch as adults. And when we, you know, use foul language to describe presidents, you know, like I hear that all the time. Obama was a pizza. Trump is a pizza. Really, people? Really? I mean, how are they supposed to garner respect for people of authority and leaders and people that are trying to command a country? I just think, you know, we've become a society and a culture of disrespect, and it's okay. You know, I've seen these memes. Do you guys look at any of these funny memes or these funny videos? So College Humor, for example, is a very, very popular, YouTube channel. I'm not exactly sure what they are, but they're funny. And they make fun of Batman. I don't know if you guys have ever seen those, where the guy that plays Batman, you know, is like, I'm going to kick Superman's butt. I mean, how Batman, you know, you'd watch Michael Keaton or George Clooney or Ben Affleck, and all of a sudden when they're Batman, they talk like this. They talk like really low, right? So anyway, he makes fun of Batman to the point that I can't take Batman seriously anymore. Justice League was playing on cable the other day, and every time I see Batman, I laugh. We've come to make fun of things so much that we look at everything as a joke. And yeah, that might be entertaining and maybe it helps us get through the day and, you know, maybe it prevents us from fighting and, you know, grabbing our pitchforks, you know, to fight over politics. But on the flip side, I really see a society that has a lack of respect and a lack of unity. And so when I saw governors like this unite, and people come together and host drives and are donating blood today and all week. That just reminds me that America is pretty cool and there is strength in numbers. And I mean, we are strong. Now, some people say, Dr. Dahlia, look, when tragedy happens, we come together. We came together for the Pulse nightclub shooting. We came together for the October 1 Las Vegas shooting. We came together for 9/11, September 11th. Yeah, we do. I'm amazed by that and blown away that we do come together. But we're coming together after tragedy strikes. Why aren't we together or unified before the tragedy? Maybe the tragedy wouldn't happen if we didn't look so fragmented and fractionated. I cannot wait, and maybe it's going to be under the Trump presidency, maybe it'll be under somebody else, I don't know. But I cannot wait for people to say, oh, you're American, I'm not going to mess with you. That's not happening. Okay? You don't mess with us. I mean, how was it back in World War II? People feared us. No. Don't take America. They're going to come and, you know, oh, Eisenhower in the 1950s. Nobody wanted to mess with him. No one wanted to mess with Ronald Reagan. No way. So, it's a cool thing. Thank you guys. Again, if you can, help your blood banks. Apparently every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. From what I understand, they need, I think, 36,000, the Red Cross needs 36,000 pints of blood a day. All right, we got a lot of work ahead. And again, if you guys could host a drive, very easy. You don't have to pay for anything. 7,000 units of platelets and 10,000 units of plasma are needed every day in the U.S. Platelets are clotting factors. 21 million blood components are transfused each year. So how many people need transfusions? At least over that. Average red blood cell transfusion is 3 pints. So you could donate blood. That's 1/3 of a transfusion. Most of the blood type we need is type O. But we'll take anything. We'll take AB. You know, we got a lot of sickle cell patients. We have sickle cell disease that affects 90 to 100,000 people in the U.S. 1,000 babies are born with that each year. They require blood transfusions lifelong because their cells sickle. With lack of oxygen, they don't have the nice, full, juicy red blood cells that we do, that non-sickle cell people do. And then the American Cancer Society has told us that 1.7 million people are expected to be diagnosed with cancer in a given year. So, thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, let's get to the news. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross, United Blood Services, or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a mom is suing because her child has brain damage after consuming Kraton tea. So a Florida mother claims that her daughter's tea habit left her with brain damage and is suing three establishments her child used to frequent for negligence. She's suing them for negligence, and these were three establishments her kid went to. Mary Tavar, whose 19-year-old daughter, Brett, allegedly suffered psychotic episodes in March, claims that the herbal remedy left the teen with frontal lobe damage, and frontal lobe damage does affect personality. Tavar's lawsuit claims that the tea is a dangerous product that has certainly caused injury to people, and it has certainly caused injury to our client. I find that very interesting when, you know, people use a term twice in the same sentence. Anyway, there are no FDA-approved uses for cretin. And the agency warning, there is an agency warning that it could have properties that expose users to addiction, abuse, and dependence. We'll talk about what cretin is. Some claim that it could be used to treat opioid withdrawal symptoms, but the FDA warns there was no reliable evidence to support this theory. I'm not sure why the girl was drinking it. The agency has called for more research into the substance while warning consumers not to use any products labeled as containing the botanical substance kratom or its psychoactive compounds, mitragynine and 7-hydroxymetragynine. The FDA has linked the substance right now to 44 deaths in the U.S. So apparently her lawsuit names Beulah on the Beach, Beulah Cafe, and Mad Hatter's Ethnobotanical Tea Bar, all located in Pinellas County. She said her daughter frequently visited those locations over a four-year span to drink kratom tea. Now, according to the news outlet, the family's lawyer claims that the establishments failed to warn Tabar of dangerous side effects, which makes them liable for bodily injury and resulting pain and suffering, aggravation, pre-existing condition, mental anguish, loss of capacity, enjoyment for life, past and future medical and nursing care expenses and treatment. That's frightening. He did not comment on her current condition, but said that a physician treated her made the connection between her diagnosis and kratom. Now, the owner of Mad Hatter's, his name is Levi Love, told Tampa Bay Times, I don't know if that's his real name, but Levi Love, it's a cool name, told Tampa Bay Times that his bartenders explained the tea's properties to the customers and helped guide them. He also disputed that Tabar's daughter was a frequent customer. He said, I think it's completely unfounded. Being around people who drink kratom and use it regularly, I have never seen these symptoms or heard of them. Never a psychotic episode, and certainly not hallucinating or brain damage. Also, Mad Hatter's has a strict age requirement. So, kratom is a, I think the genius name is Mitragyna speciosa. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. So, they say it's a tropical evergreen tree in the coffee family. It's native to Thailand, Myanmar, Malaysia, and other South Asian countries. They say the leaves or extracts from the leaves have been used as a stimulant and a sedative. It's also been reported for treating chronic pain, digestive ailments, and as an aid for withdrawal from opium dependence. But not enough clinical trials to understand the health effects. Not approved for medicinal use as of now. So, is it legal? Yeah, it's legal. I mean, the U.S. is legal, but it's not legal in Thailand, Australia, Malaysia, and several European countries. Apparently in the U.S., kratom, according to Healthline, is marked as an alternative medicine. They say you can find it in stores that sell supplements and alternative medicines. So I guess if you use it as a low dose, it'll work like a stimulant. People will say they have more energy, they feel more alert, feel more sociable. At high doses, however, it appears to be a sedative, producing euphoric effects, dulling emotions and sensations. The main active ingredients, they say, are these alkaloids called mitragynine and 7-hydroxymetragynine. And apparently there has been some evidence showing that they are pain-relieving, anti-inflammatory, and maybe have some muscle-relaxing properties. So why are people drinking tea? Well, some people drink it for fibromyalgia. Some people drink it for pain at low doses. Some people drink it to energize. They say the plant's dark green leaves are usually dried. They're either crushed or powdered. Apparently, there are these fortified kratom powders that are like green or light brown. They also, though, however, may have extracts from other plants, so you may not be getting 100% kratom. It's also available in paste, capsule, and tablet form. In the U.S., kratom is mostly brewed as a tea for the self-management of pain and opioid withdrawal. So, the young kids like it more because of the stimulant effect. Apparently a small dose, we're talking just a few grams, can give you that stimulant feeling within 10 minutes. They also say it could last about 1.5 hours. So it could include alertness, being more sociable, giddy. But once you get to about 10 to 25 grams, then you can get the sedative effect. And some people feel calm, they feel euphoric, and that could last 6 hours. So you see how addictive this could be. You got something that'll wake you up, and then you can take more, and it'll kind of make you feel good and relaxed and sleepy. Again, it's controversial because people haven't studied it. We have no idea what this could do on the body. They say it contains almost as many alkaloids as opium and hallucinogenic mushrooms. And I guess alkaloids have a real strong physical effect on humans. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes not. They say results from one study confirmed that the addictive properties of the metragynine, which is the major psychoactive alkaloid of kratom. They also have found dependence. People may get nausea, sweating, tremors, inability to sleep, hallucinations if they don't get their kratom. So, who regulates it? I don't know. They say the FDA doesn't really monitor the safety of herbs. There's no established standards. So, let's say you've been on kratom for a while. Maybe you'll get constipated. They say sometimes it could affect your appetite. Some people taking kratom have severe weight loss. And I know my talking about this will probably make a whole bunch of people want to go and get it. Look, you lose weight, you get more energy, and then you could fall asleep with it later. It sounds like a wonder drug. That's why there's a market for it. Unfortunately, some people could also have insomnia. They've even found discoloration of the cheeks. They say there's been numerous calls to the CDC for kratom overdose. So what's the take home of this? Well, there's not enough data. We can't recommend it. This is what people claim it does. And you don't know what the hell you're getting. You're going to a bar, right? They're selling a product. It'll probably have it in there. But, I mean, is it mixed with something else? I mean, do you know enough about the drug where you're comfortable about mixing it? 44 people died. How do you die from it? Well, if it's a sedative and you're mixing it with alcohol or you're mixing it with something else, an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety medication, a narcotic, maybe that could cause respiratory depression. We don't know enough about it. You know, it's interesting. This bar, you know, should they get sued? I don't think they have a case against the bar. Because, you know, there's not enough studies saying that her drinking the kratom did this. And, you know, the bar, they said, well, our bartenders did notify everybody. Do you really think the bartender, before somebody drinks it, gets a full-blown informed consent? No, probably not. He probably just says, be careful with this stuff. Hope you know what you're drinking. I mean, that's when I bartended, you really didn't have a lot of time to talk. So you just, moved on. And so they would have a tough time defending themselves in terms of we did our due diligence and gave informed consent. But then again, that's not standard practice. There are herbs and stuff all over this world. And, people take it at their own risks. So it'll be interesting to see if regulation comes. You know, a lot of you guys own restaurants or you manage restaurants or manage employees. And, you know, I like to tell you guys about the different lawsuits that happen, you know, around the country because I think when you hear what other people get sued for, you start to protect yourself. And the one thing I'm finding is if somebody gets hurt and somebody links them getting hurt with your establishment, you're screwed. There may not even be that link. And I can't tell you how many times people have tried to link something to something else and it's like, no, you know, you didn't get food poisoning. You're going through withdrawal from your opioids. You know, so don't be blaming Chipotle or one of these, you know, restaurants. Right? You know, if you're having diarrhea and tremors and, you know, goosebumps and, you know, you stopped taking your Percocet 3 days ago, why are you blaming, you know, a restaurant? So we'll take stool cultures. If the cultures are negative, there you go. So, I mean, I guess this is why we do need lawyers. But, you know, if anything ever happens, if somebody, let's say, ate at your, I don't know, restaurant and then goes and shoots somebody, there's a chance you're going to be in the news. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Things did get a bit heated early as Senator Cory Booker discussed releasing classified information and mentioned Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years, and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You guys could email me about anything. As you know, I talk about everything, whether it's health, whether it's politics, whether it's the economy, whether it's work-related issues. Well, Laura is looking for ideas for a science fair project because her kid has been assigned one. And so I thought that was really, really cool that she asked me. I've actually won science fairs. I'm kind of dorky like that. I love science. I think science is pretty cool. It just was fun. I didn't like English. History I thought was really cool, but some of my history teachers I didn't like. I really liked school. I was one of those dorks that really, really liked school. And so one science fair project I did, I told you guys about, was we were studying, like, enzymes and catalysts And so I took some raw meat, anything that has to do with meat, I'm there. So we took some raw liver, and we had hydrogen peroxide, and we dropped hydrogen peroxide on the liver, and it bubbled a lot, right? And why does hydrogen peroxide bubble? Because the H2O2 of hydrogen peroxide, with an enzyme located in the meat, catalase, breaks apart the H2O2 into oxygen and water. So you get these bubbles. It's really, really cool. And I think the process is also pretty sanitizing. And so everybody got to come by my area with the stinky, smelly liver. It stunk. My science fair project was the stinkiest in the room. But good, because then people notice you. You notice it. And then they go over there and they saw the raw meat and they played around with the meat. It's really cool. It's a day. That's really, really cool. So I decided to look up for Laura because, again, my kids never really had to do a lot of science fair projects. In fact, I don't even remember. One of them I don't think ever had a science fair project, and the other one, I don't even remember what he did. Maybe it's because it was boring. So I don't know. So Business Insider has an article called The 15 of the Coolest Science Fair Projects You've Ever Seen. Before we, though, get into this, one science fair project that I've told you guys about that I thought was really cool is it was a couple years ago. I think it was a bunch of 16-year-olds in Amsterdam who decided to see if their Wi-Fi router affected plants. And they put a plant at a foot from it, another plant 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. And the majority of plants under 5 feet died. Not under 5 feet in terms of height, but in terms of the proximity to the Wi-Fi router. That, I thought, was freaky. But what a science fair project. So, apparently teenagers could make world-changing discoveries. So we have Rhea Chabra. She found that fruit flies that eat organic produce are healthier. So, with hers, and she's standing by her science fair project, and boy, it looks like an abstract from a science journal. It looks really, really nice. Anyway, apparently, she is a teen from Dallas, Texas, and she had a debate between her parents on the merits of organic produce and non-organic. So she decides to prove her parents wrong by feeding organic conventional foods to fruit flies. So she began the project while in medical school and then submitted to the 2011 Broadcom Master's Science Fair, ended up being named one of the top 30 finalists. She found that organically fed fruit flies lived longer, had more babies, and showed more resistance to stress. Then this was published in the journal Plus One. So now she's considering going to MIT or Brown University for college. She has not ruled any school in or out. Very impressive. Now, mind you, a study about a year or two ago said, nah, organic foods don't really improve your health. But apparently they did something in fruit flies according to her study. Daniel Bird decided to breed microbes that eat plastic trash. That's very cool. You know, plastic bags aren't really good for the environment, right? People don't like that, you know, we have our fish swimming by plastic. So Canadian high schooler Daniel Bird wondered why we couldn't just isolate the microorganisms that slowly eat the plastic and concentrate them to speed up the process. In just 6 weeks, his microbes reduced the volume of plastic by 43%. Now, of course, we have to test, you know, how do we have these microbes out there in the water? I mean, whatever, but very, very cool. He took home first prize. His research was called Plastic Not Fantastic. Very cool. Isha Kaur developed supercapacitor technology that in the future could charge a battery fast. She's from Saratoga. She designed a supercapacitor that could cut the process down by 30 seconds. Apparently, she used her device to charge a tiny LED, but that was pretty cool. She won $50,000 and second place at Intel. Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's cool, but I really like my liver thing. Yamini Naidu. She looked at how she studied meth addiction to develop new treatments. So basically, she identified the particular receptor to which methamphetamine binds itself to the brain and designed compounds that could block meth from attaching to the receptor. If her designs actually become drugs, they could make it much easier to quit using. Wow. Mark Rogberg found a way to kill anthrax in an envelope. apparently, his son was, Raymond Roberg is also a scientist, but his son Mark is the one that I guess gets credit for this. He figured out that a common household clothing iron could kill anthrax spores inside an envelope without damaging any other contents, such as a letter or the perpetrator's fingerprints. Now, he didn't use actual anthrax. Apparently, he told Tucker Carlson that could get him in trouble. But he used a similar strain called Bacillus subtilis. It's from a biotech company called SGM Biotech. Apparently, Bacillus subtilis is so subtly related to anthrax that it's commonly used by researchers as a surrogate to deadly bacteria. It's also more heat resistant than anthrax. So his research was published in the Journal of Medical Toxicology. Yeah, so remember when people were sending anthrax envelopes? He would, you know, I guess you need to be able to read the letter and get clues, etc. So how do you kill the anthrax but salvage the letter that has DNA or some sort of clues? Well, apparently ironing it. Jonah Cohn found out how to help deaf people. They found out how to help deaf people by biting down on his guitar. Trying to hear himself play guitar in a noisy classroom led him to realize that if he bit the top of his guitar, the sound traveled through his teeth into his skull and could be understood by the eardrums. So his insight, I've stuck things in my mouth too. I would have never thought that. I've never stuck a guitar in my mouth. I like to chew on pencils. I like to chew on things. So that's interesting. So apparently he found how vibrational sound could dramatically improve the sound that deaf people hear by sending sounds through people's bones. He developed a device that sends sounds to people's brains through tactile sound, speakers placed on their fingers. Some of these subjects reported a remarkable increase in their ability to hear sound. One group reported more than a 95% increase in sound quality. Another one looked at how chemo doesn't work on all ovarian cancers. Another one found a cheap way to test pancreatic cancer. Apparently a 15-year-old kid from Maryland who watched a family member suffer from that wanted to help, you know, change the world. So he used thin sheets of carbon nanotubes to detect cancers in the early stages. And he found that they were 26,000 times cheaper and 168 times faster. So he took a sheet of paper lined with carbon nanotubes and coated it with antibodies for mesothelin, which is a protein present in pancreatic cancer. And then I guess some extra circular reading on the carbon nanotubes inspired him to put this together. He contacted 200 scientists for help. All but one of them, Anna Bryn Mitra of Johns Hopkins, rejected. But Dr. Mitra helped. And so, wow. He apparently won this award because he, you know, found a new way to test for pancreatic cancer. So I can't help you, Laura. I'm not really sure which one of these your kid wants to do. Maybe you could draw iron with a magnet from cereal. I saw that one done. That was a real cool one. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross or United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tragically, a gunman opened fire in a downtown office building early this morning, killing three people and wounding at least two more before he was fatally shot. Police Chief Elliot Isaac said three or four officers exchanged gunfire with the shooter, and it is not clear whether they shot him or he killed himself. We'll know soon. So far, no motive for the carnage had been determined. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley said the gunman appeared to target random people during this horrific attack. He said, "There's something deeply sick at work here, and we as a country need to work on it. Isaac said that the rampage took place on the loading dock and then the lobby of the Fifth Third Center, which is a 30-story bank building in the heart of downtown. A phalanx of police officers and ambulances, they said, rushed to the scene. This was during, obviously, morning rush hour. City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld was the first city official to reveal that the assault had resulted in deaths. And he had said, a terrible shooting incident in the heart of our city this morning, multiple shot, tragically there are fatalities, details still emerging, pray for our city. So a witness said he heard up to 15 shots. Apparently Leonard Kane was entering the bank when someone alerted him to the shooting. He said a woman was also walking into the bank and people tried to get her attention, but she had headphones on. She walked in the door and he shot her. Michael Richardson, who works in the building, was just outside the main door smoking a cigarette when he heard gunshots. He said he saw a man firing a gun inside the bank lobby. I looked behind me and saw the guy. He shot, and he shot again. After that, I started running. You know, we see this in the movies. I mean, it's almost like there's going to be a point where every one of us has been involved in some sort of a shooting. It's frightening, and it's real. Police said two people were wounded. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center said two victims died at the hospital and that one survivor was in critical condition and another was in serious condition. They say we prepare for situations like these and hope they never happen. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims, obviously. Governor Kasich and Ohio Senators Rob Portman and Sherrod Brown are also monitoring the situation. It's a shame that one of the victims had earphones on. You know, a lot of people listen to podcasts. A lot of people listen to music. I mean, remember when we would walk around with our Walkmans in the 80s? I did. I always walked around for a while. And I remember my mom would yell at me saying, I won't be able to tell if a car is coming or somebody's coming up to grab me. And I didn't believe her. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. Maybe we really need to do things differently. Maybe we have to assume that there is a shooter or there is somebody out there at any time that is a psychopath. And we need to be prepared and be on guard. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I see walking around New York, whatever. I mean, they have and they should. They should feel safe. They should feel comfortable. They should feel complacent. I get that. You know, this is their world. This is their neighborhood. But unfortunately, if she would have heard the shots, she, you know, might not have gotten hit. And I'm not sure if she was the one who survived or not. But, it's frightening. I mean, you know, the way we have to approach, you know, the way we have to approach situations, you know, people coming into lobbies, I think we are in utter chaos in terms of how to address our security issues, how to profile people that might be shooters. I mean, look at the debacle that happened at Starbucks. You had two people who didn't order coffee, wanted to use a bathroom, and said, look, only for paying customers. Then they were asked to leave, didn't leave. Police came. Right? Again, on one hand, let them go to the bathroom? Or, why did it have to escalate that? On the other end, does a business have a right, if you're not a paying customer, to ask you to leave? So, people are getting the heebie-jeebies when somebody is not, you remember in, what was it? Was it Electric Company? You know, one does not belong to like the other. I don't remember the song, but you had to pick. And so if you had three people, let's say, you know, just walking, doing their thing at the bank, walking to work, and one person is standing around, looking around, and just, you know, looking odd, maybe in a trench coat, I would single that person out and think that something's wrong. And I would have security address him and be prepared. Or I would ask that person to leave. If I had a restaurant establishment and there were people that, you know, were sitting there and, you know, usually it's, you know, somebody needed to go to the bathroom won't sit there and ask. They'll come up. You know, for me, I'd be like, all right, go pee. That's fine. Go pee, I don't care, because trust me, I don't want you to pee in the seat. But if you are taking a spot from a paying customer, I'll say that. I mean, I've had patients where they want to cry, and they need to finish their cry, which is fine. But I need the room for another patient who could be sick and a little bit more acute. So I will move that person who's crying to another area that they have with privacy. So then I could, boom, have that, yeah. Now, that might not be politically correct. I may now be in trouble for removing somebody from a treatment room so I can have an open treatment room. But you see, I don't think we know what we're doing here. I think we are beside ourselves. And again, I don't know how this could have been handled in Cincinnati differently, but I think we as a society need to be more aware. We probably need to take a lot of advice from the Israelis, who are always on the lookout for, citizens are always on the lookout for bombs, for packages that were left, for the next shooter. You know, I mean, it's because they deal with it all the time. They're prepared. And they don't seem to have as many faux pas in terms of political correctness as we do. Now, maybe it's because we're not watching their news. I don't know. Maybe it is the news. Maybe somebody decided to call the police on somebody and that person was just sitting there eating. I don't know. But we just don't have, I don't think we know what we're doing. And this is really, really tragic. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Molly Tibbetts' suspected killer apparently used an alias at work. Remember the illegal immigrant from Mexico that is accused of murdering the 20-year-old Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts over the summer? Apparently he went by a different name while he was working at a dairy farm. So Christian Bahena Rivera was known as John Budd while he was employed at the Yarraby Farms. Three individuals with information pertaining to the suspect's employment confirmed the name used to hire and pay him during his time at the farm. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to release information during an ongoing criminal investigation. Official government documents also showed the John Budd alias, one source told the outlet. John Budd. I guess that's better than John Doe. So, unfortunately, her body was found in an Iowa cornfield, and Rivera has been charged with her murder. She had been missing since July 18th, and then she was found August 21st. And Rivera had lived in rural Powashik County area, and he is being held on a federal immigration detainer. He is believed to have been in the area for 4 to 7 years. Now, Yarraby Farms previously said Rivera was employed there for the past 4 years, and did not confirm whether he went by John Budd or Rivera. They say upon his hiring, he showed an out-of-state photo ID, a Social Security number, and officials have said that the documents are his. I mean, they you know, that's what they verified. But I don't think they use the E-Verify system. So Yarraby Farms said, "We learned that our employee was not who he said he was." So the farm, who's probably also going to be in trouble now, the farm followed legal requirements, they said, to examine the documents and determine that they appeared genuine on for their face and relate to the person presenting them. Yeah, but if it was a fake name. Oh, it's tragic. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't worry.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.